that's blowing helps me carry on. Turn on your radio, baby, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone. Thank you.
Words. Okay, wait. Is that the right one? No, it's not.
Hello.
Oh, okay, there you are. Okay. Hello. It's Kim.
It's Constantine.
And Lily.
We just ran into Lily after she did her training, and we're so excited she's here.
And she'll be here next week, too, which is also exciting.
So, anyways,
Well, first of all, you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is Moon Music. Tonight, step outside, look up in the sky, and look at the moon. What could it be?
You might notice that it's pretty close to a full moon, but...
Pretty close.
It's not a full moon.
But it's not. And what is it?
It's a waning gibbous.
Mm-hmm. So that means that it's getting smaller. So, basically, we don't need to ramble on. We picked some tragic songs.
Yeah, I don't know whether or not... you can probably tell that we haven't discussed our set list before coming
to the studio. I have reasons for what I picked, though.
Yeah, I guess I do, too.
So, okay, so we got this. So, we're good. But anyways... Yeah, that's what we have tonight.
Okay, I think we should kick it off.
Yeah, me too. Next song is, well, the first song was Constellations by Duster. I think we just need to start with Duster every single time because it just makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
And then next song is my pick, Love is Only a Feeling by Home Shake. I love the song. Probably everyone knows the song. But it's very tragic to me because I listened to it a lot before leaving for college and it's very sad. But it just makes sense. So... Yeah.
And I like Home Shake.
Home Shake is great. So that's what we have. Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, we're back.
Is this working?
Yeah.
Is this on?
Should be.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Is it on?
Talk.
Oh, so that was Serpent Skirt by the Cocteau Twins.
Nice. This is Lily, by the way.
Yes, I'm Lily. I'm going to have a show on WMFO any week now. It's going to be called The Lily Show.
The other Lily.
With the other Lily. I couldn't tell you when it is because I don't know yet, but...
Probably a bad...
Yeah, probably at some ungodly hour
but
of the night.
They are also helping with Post Adolescent School Fridays, 12 p.m.
To 2.
To 2. Live show. Listen in. Big plug.
We have...
Daniel Miner playing
Daniel Miner
and Shooting
and
Blanks.
Yes. Them.
Okay, Lily, how does the moon make you feel?
So I looked out the window at the moon tonight, and I noticed it was a little foggy. It was, what's it called, Constantine?
Waning gibbous.
A waning gibbous?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the moon tonight felt very spooky. It was very haunted looking, mm-hmm. ominous even.
I could see that.
And there's something deeply tragic about it, which ties in beautifully with the set list that my friends have created.
I don't know if we explained the tragedy theme.
Oh. That's what I was picking up on.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Would you like to take a stab at it?
My mom said you're too quiet.
I think it's a mic 4 thing.
Yeah, you gotta talk louder, okay. Lily.
Or
I turned you up.
I think I said all I needed to say. It's a tragic set list. It's a tragic moon.
Yeah.
And yeah. No, that's great.
Tragic because it's just starting to shrink.
It's just starting to shrink. It was something so full and beautiful. And now it's just fading away before our eyes.
It's realized the path that it's on.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Now, next song, we have Staircase by Radiohead. This is Constantine's pick. And I have a question for you. Why did you pick this song? Because I feel like it's the opposite of the vibe. So no hate, but I'm just wondering.
Well, okay. First of all, if you think it's the opposite of the vibe because it's a staircase going up, my answer to you is that it could be a staircase going down.
That was not what I thought. I was just thinking it's really like pent up and like it feels like it's building the whole time, not shrinking.
Well, what if it's pent up because it's stressed that it's about to lose its power?
Okay. That's a good justification.
That's sort of how I think about it.
I'll take that.
It feels like a very fearful song.
Okay. I can see that. I can see that. Yeah. So more of the fear than the tragedy,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, very negative outlook.
I see. Like most Radiohead songs. Okay,
yeah.
Makes more sense to me then. I'm glad you explained that. Okay, so let's get into it, guys. Staircase for Radiohead. And yeah, Lily, say goodbye. She's leaving. She has work
goodbye,
to do.
WMFO.
She'll be back before you know it. Okay. Staircase.
Let's staircase it up.
sleep tonight on your couch. I remember the smell of the fabric of your simple city dress.
Hello.
We're back again.
There we go. I was just chatting in the DJ chat that we have, and I'm really sad because no one's responding to me, so I'm sending email faces. So Sophie, my sister, if you're listening, I know she's painting her church right now for art class, but I'm sending emo things, so I feel like you would like that. Anyways, yeah, that was So Real by Jeff Buckley. all of his songs are tragic, and I just like that song, so I figured it would work.
Yeah, Grace is a really good album in general. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it if you haven't heard it.
Very good.
We're going to read a little PSA, because it's about...
Chosen by Lily.
Half past the hour,
it's
yeah.
It's about Bitcoin, Mom. Bitcoin. I know you're going to love this one.
It's called Numbers to Think About, Bitcoin Energy Costs.
Mm-hmm.
A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days.
Yeah.
Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. Mm-hmm. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s.
Wow.
Numbers to Think About from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are wondering, a kilowatt hour is the amount of energy a 1,000 watt appliance uses in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Dang. That's bad. So...
I'm still at the beginning of my...
I'm anti-Bitcoin.
Electricity and magnetism physics course, so okay. I can't really explain that to you.
Okay. We don't need to hear about physics right now. But I applaud you for going through it. Okay, introduce your next song, Constantine.
Okay. This next song is called December.
December.
German. By
Z.
Megapolis. And don't be fooled. While the name is in German, the song is by a Russian band. They actually formed in 1987, which is kind of crazy because it wasn't Russia at that point. It was the Soviet Union. And then it collapsed. And then this song was released about a month ago. I can't help but think of it as a political statement about the war going on in Ukraine. Yeah. Interpret that as you will, but I kind of think it's tragic and dark and doom-y sounding,
yeah.
Which I guess would make them anti-war. The song is on Spotify, but it only has 5,000 plays, which means...
it's underground, basically.
Well, yeah, but I think that that doesn't mean anything. What I meant to say is that I don't think there's Spotify in Russia. I think it got banned or something.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, next is December.
It was recommended by my mom. Shout out,
thanks, mom. Mom number two. Mom squared. So many moms. So many moms here. Wow. Okay. December.
sexy man. Less. Well, he's a taken man.
I was just gonna cut out the applause there.
Yeah, that's the best part because it's live, and then you get the applause, so then you know it's live.
That's
but whatever.
Kind of interesting that we ended up with two
live
guitar-based live, mostly instrumental just tracks back to back.
It's just good. Okay, so yeah, that was "Sexy Man" live by Conan McIntosh or something along the lines.
Moccasin.
McIntosh is like the computer, like, okay, that was wrong. Anyways, he's great. I liked the live version a lot better than the normal version. It's like way better. But again, I listened to that song a lot before I left for college, so it's just sad and like I've fallen asleep to that song so many times. It's just a good song. And then the next song is Impossible Germany by Wilco. I've probably played it like 3 times on the radio already. It's top five favorite songs of all time. It's so good. The guitar like breakdown, like it's just such a good song. But it's very sad to me. Like it's a very like, oh, this time is coming to an end, which like definitely makes sense for the full moon, like coming to an end and like going back to its little crescent phases and stuff. So it made a lot of, I listened to it a lot again before I left for college. So it was like, felt like coming to an end, but yeah. Now I'm learning German. So it makes sense. Impossible Germany. German.
Yes. Is German hard?
No, German is not impossible. So it's wrong. But yeah, I think we should get into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you. fell onto the ground. Ooh, I wish I was sober. I can't get up off the ground.
Fire at the center of things.
And we're back.
Hello.
Sorry we didn't let the song finish, but there's like a minute and a half long monologue at the end. And
that we don't need to hear.
Yeah.
We got the gist.
Yeah, we already got like 5.5 minutes of High to Death by Carsey Headrest.
I like that song.
I like that song. That album is so good. I love that album.
Yeah. I'm very like back and forth about Carsey Headrest and like some
Fair
of their
enough.
Songs.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of all their stuff.
Some of it I really like, some of it I don't. Some of it I'm like, I like this kind of, but not really.
I'm a big fan of Beach Life and Death. I'm a big fan I'm a big fan of really long songs in general.
I like the Drunk Drivers one.
Oh yeah, that
Drunk
one's good.
Drivers. Yeah.
I saw them live in March and it was
really?
Like yeah. I actually okay, funny story. I got waitlisted from Tufts that day and I was in like an awful mood.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend and I had plans to go to the Carsey Headrest concert. And I was like, I don't want to go. Like, yeah, this sucks. And then she was like, you should just go. It'll be fun. And then we went. And it was like, so fun. And then like a month and a half later, I got accepted to Tufts. And here I am.
Yeah, I was a deferral. So we have similar stories. Also, that day sucked. My sister has the funniest video of me like being really really mad about it, but and then I didn't get in anywhere, and then I got in here, the last school I heard from. I was like, great, I didn't have to go through all that. But now we're here in WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO. So there we are.
I was gonna find a good song.
I know, there it is. Okay,
you
what are we doing
with that one? Okay.
You can pick which one you want to
no,
do.
No, let's do yours.
Okay. Next, we have Devontae Hines, a.k.a. Blood Orange. I'm obsessed with Devontae Hines. He's like, if you know me, you know I'm obsessed with Devontae Hines. I mean, he's crazy.
He's a really good musician.
He has synesthesia, and I wrote a paper about him. And, well, kind of. I included him in a paper I wrote. And he has this crazy TED Talk. Highly recommend you should watch. And it's just crazy. He just writes music in the most abstract way, and he's like classically trained and everything, so this is like his like classically trained part.
He like invented his own like notation
for
how to write.
It's crazy
music.
And anyway, so this is like totally different than Blood Orange. This is like for a movie soundtrack, but yeah, this is love theme.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. This has been Moon Music.
Waiting Gibbous.